A monk's most valuable role model. Helen Geremini, a monk, has written her article on the most valuable role model that she has experienced in her life. And after she wrote it, she thought of 100 more. The question that she's answering is, who has been the one person that was and is the ideal role model for me in my life? When did I awaken to the fact that they were an example for me? How did they live their life that it was the best possible role model for me? And were and are they consistent living their life as a paradigm for me? Am I a living example of them as the ideal role model? And how have I expanded on their pattern, which I see in their life and in my life now? Helen will give us her talk now on this. As a monk's most valuable role model.
Okay, good evening. And here is my essay. I came into this world to be myself and have fun while being an icon of peace. For this reason, I chose my ideals, my parents, my family, my friends, my environment. I feel the loving caring of my mother, father, sister, and grandmother Elizabeth, of whom I was given one of my 5 names. She calls me Little Angel because of my happy, extremely peaceful attitude. She's a loving, balanced lady who soon left my life. However, there's always Aunt Maritza, who has no children on her own, but unconditionally shares her beautiful beingness with my family and especially with me. She plays a major role in my growing up as a symbol of purity and honesty. One of my great admirations I have for my 4-year-older sister Marlies. I think that she's untouched when she once fell in a barbed wire and showed no tears. Though a little girl, about 8 years old, she showed me a character of being unaffected by this crucial circumstance. The same thought I had about my sister when, as a teenager, she faced a challenge on one eye, which she handled masterfully. She demonstrated resilience, endurance, and courage. I have a high esteem and respect for my mother. She's an indefatigable being with many talents she expresses according to the circumstances. Every situation she handles with determination and wisdom, always ready to act accordingly. As a famous pianist and a classical music lover, she used her talented fingers on a typewriter to play a talented businesswoman, the wife of my father. While she had studied music, she skillfully jumped in her new role, and this at the same time as mother, housewife, and wife. I think she is God. She knows all, and this she demonstrates any moment when I ask her any question. She is, for me, all knowledge. Aunt Maritza is like a thread throughout my life. The unconditional love which she shares with me throughout my teenage years until she left. She was and is special in my life, a person who I love so much but could release easily. Her life is based on giving. I spent 9 months in London with Mrs. Barrett, a certainly masterful experience in my life. Mrs. Barrett was strict, gentle, and caring. She spent precious time with me sitting in front of the fireplace and shared her values of life with me. With her, I practiced discipline and dedication to my studies and respect to life. I always felt special about her. Elios, my husband, became my extreme mirror of who I am. His untouchability, his absolute fearless attitude about anything, his unlimited memory, always remembering everything and winning any fun game, his being on top of every situation made me aware of who I am. He comes into my life as an encouragement that I am a genius. He represents extreme order, absolute capacity to do anything he wants to do, and does not prove it to anyone. He just does it out of fun. Every person in my life arrives just in an ideal moment to be part of my fun life program. So finally, I meet Herb, the ideal paradigm encouraging me with unconditional love to be my genius, illumined, pure divine self. For the first time, I become aware that thoughts about my people are real, are true, are so. I understand clearly that everyone is my creation, and especially my reflection of thought. I realize in Herb, the illumined master, I was not really conscious I had around all my life. Here is the totality expressed as a divine human in a way I now know is. I wake up to my own pure, peaceful, divine self, looking at Herb, my sharer, with eyes of reality. I see that God lives, and this means in and as me and in and as every being on earth. I learn that I can play any game while being the master of my game. I'm untouched. I'm unconditional love now and forever. This is the lesson I came to enjoy here on planet Earth. Being a master, and as a master, I see another master. With Herb, I'm aware of my unlimitedness in and as life, being that happy, pure, peaceful, immortal being I always kept as a secret in my heart, but now know as truth. On my journey throughout life, I certainly met many spiritually illumined beings that I have released and not mentioned here. However, I like to add to this essay Mark Beyerle, with whom I flew through Texas and had a remarkable, unforgettable, illumined time because of his wisdom, his balance, his pure consciousness. Everyone I here mention and recognize as my enlightened mirror is a child in charge of their life by being untouched, unemotional, peace of mind, balanced, enjoying life to the fullest. Conclusion. It is as my illumined mind I recognize that they are not they. They are each and everyone me. There's only one, and I am that one. God, absolute, is. I live it by liking myself, being unlimited in my game of life, and know it is done now.
We have the opportunity of always knowing who and what we are if we want to. Our biggest problem is not knowing who and what we are, not knowing who our great role models were, because we didn't pay attention to them. We just lived, and they came, and they went, and they touched our lives, and we touched theirs, and we touched the lives of an infinite number of people. But Because we are now facing ourselves by writing down what people were role models in our life, we're becoming aware that really the greatest role model in our life is ourselves. So, thank you, Ellen.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
And so it is.